This is VOA News. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, began preparations today to take over the U.S. government when he's inaugurated January 20th. He's expected to reverse some key policies of President Donald Trump. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say on a website they just launched that they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. On the website, they declared, "We stand together as one America. We will rise stronger than we were before." Aides say Biden plans for the United States to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. President Trump withdrew the United States from both of those organizations. Mr. Biden also plans to repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries and to reinstate the program that allows people brought illegally into the United States as children to remain in the country. During the campaign, Biden also said he plans to rejoin the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development. Thousands of people across the United States took to the streets to celebrate the announcement that Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then on Saturday evening, President-elect Biden said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that voters have placed in him and that his presidency will be about rebuilding America. He also appealed to those who'd cast their vote for incumbent President Donald Trump. He said it's time to put away harsh rhetoric and come together as Americans. You can find much more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis worldwide. The virus has claimed more than 1.2 million lives around the world since it first emerged in China late last year. The number of people infected globally has now surpassed 50 million. These are according to running tallies by Johns Hopkins University in the United States. October was the worst month for the pandemic so far. The United States became the first country to report more than 100,000 daily cases. A surge in Europe contributed to the rise as well. The pandemic's acceleration has been ferocious. It took 32 days for the number of cases to rise from 30 million to 40 million, but just 21 days to add another 10 million to that total. The United States remains the most affected country, with more than 237,000 deaths. The countries with the next highest death tolls are Brazil, with more than 162,000, India with more than 126,000, and Mexico with over 94,000. President-elect Biden vows to name a group of top scientists to his coronavirus task force as early as Monday, making the pledge during his first speech since being projected as winner of the U.S. election. Azerbaijan's president, Ilham Aliyev, says Azerbaijani forces have taken Sushi. It's the second largest city in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Armenian officials denied the report, but confirmed fighting around the city. It's a hilltop settlement located on a main road overlooking the breakaway region's main city, Stepanakert. Videos on social media showed lines of cars leaving Stepanakert on November 8th today. Although the scope of the exodus could not be confirmed independently, large crowds of people gathered in the capital, Baku, to celebrate following Aliyev's statement. They waved flags and chanted while drivers honked their car horns. And hundreds of protesters gathered in Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, on Sunday to support a call by opposition parties for a rerun of the parliamentary elections held October 31st. Protesters say the elections were not free and fair. Georgian police fired water cannon and tear gas at the protesters, some of whom threw stones at police. Police said protesters tried to storm the building housing Georgia's Central Election Commission. They're demanding the resignation of the chief of the commission, as well as fresh elections. According to official results, the ruling Georgian Dream Party won 48.23% of the vote. The largest opposition party took 27.18%. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.